Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's subject, what kind of faith saves? Many people claim to have faith, but it is hard to pin down what they mean by this statement. The central component seems to be simply the act of believing with little concern about content. Some think that faith is all that counts. This mindset identifies sincerity of belief with faith. With this kind of reasoning, the content of faith is of no significance. In other words, it does not matter what or in whom you believe, only that you believe. However, this is a clever deception of the devil. The object of your faith makes all the difference. Now, what are the substitutes people have for true faith? Here's one. People have faith in faith itself. This is sometimes expressed with statements such as, I know that I believe, I have faith. The faith in faith concept emphasizes the degree and the depth of a person's belief. But it is a nonsense belief. By its very nature, faith cannot terminate on itself. It must have an object. Faith in faith is just so much blowing in the wind. It cannot stay. Another faulty view of faith is faith in or by association with others. Some people are members of a religious group not because of personal conviction, but because it appears to be the right thing or the popular thing at the moment. But one cannot possess that kind of faith that saves by mutual association. True faith in a person must come from within that person. One cannot be saved by associating with Christians any more than he can become a car because he works in a garage. A lot of people believe the story of Jesus. To every statement of Christian truth, they would assent. Yet they do not have the kind of faith that saves. A mere historic faith does not save. Belief precedes faith. Let me explain. We must believe the basic facts of Christian revelation, but true faith goes beyond assent. Belief in a story and its meaning is the beginning point of true faith, not its termination point. The true faith that saves has as its proper object the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, you see, has the element of trust. That is, of an embracing and leaning upon. So the kind of faith that saves is convinced by the working of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the unique Son of God. As Peter expressed it, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. John 6:68. Jesus pronounced Peter blessed and related that this confession comes from a revelation made by the Father. But not only do we believe that Jesus is the promised one, the Messiah, the unique Son of the Father, but we believe that in his death, he handled man's sin problem. His death was unique because God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Or Hebrews 9:28. Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Any old kind of faith will not do. Faith in any other than the Lord Jesus will not save. The only faith that saves is faith in Jesus the Christ. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. To believe in him is to commit yourself to him as your Savior, Lord. Let me explain the relation of belief to faith. If you say that a certain man can pilot an airplane, you're assenting to a statement about him. You're saying that's true. I believe that he can do that. That's basic and it's necessary before personal faith transpires. But when you crawl into an aircraft with him and he taxis off, you believe not only that he is a pilot, but you have confidence and trust that he can and will fly you to your destination. In like manner, you can assent to the truth that Jesus is the Savior, but he becomes your Savior when you trust your life to him. In essence, you say, I'm putting my whole weight on you, Jesus Christ, and either you will hold me up and bear me to God, or I am sunk. When a person really believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes his stand upon him. True faith leads to the action of confessing that Jesus is Lord and that he underwent death, burial, and resurrection for you to bring you to God. This involves Christian baptism. The result of true faith is the experiencing of salvation. One made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ results in him having a new nature. Being a Christian is having a personal relationship with Christ through faith in his name. Here are two hymns that express this truth. My faith has found a resting place. From guilt my soul is free. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Or this one. Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, you can make me whole. There is none in heaven or on earth like you. You have died for sinners, therefore, Lord, for me. Do you trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sin? Have you committed your life to him? He is the only Savior and the only way to receive eternal life. And his arms are open even now to receive you if you turn to him in faith and say, I believe, help thou my unbelief. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. The next time, keep looking to Jesus Christ.